Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I'll bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Tony and Tony Ortiz, by the way, from 97.1 The Ticket and WWJ in Detroit, joining us from the Motor City on the DraftKings guest line. Could you imagine if they slap the franchise tag on Galladay or get a deal done? They picked up Tyrell Williams at a cheap price. I mean, this guy's a former number one receiver for the Raiders. And then you could add in Waddle, Jamar Chase, or Devontae Smith with Hockenson? Are you kidding me?
No, that would be a good move. Funny, Brad Hopkins, the GM, said that the other day, was talking when he talked to reporters about how quickly they rebuilt the wide receiver core in Los Angeles when he was there. I believe it was 2017 when they lost a couple of wide receivers to free agency and so forth. So, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all if that is ultimately the way they go between free agency and the draft, huge, is getting some weapons, like you said, that Mel Kiper said, to get some weapons around Jared Goff and start building around him, or at least improving the offense around him.
Okay, so let's be honest here. Goff, you know, had the thumb injury, still led the Rams to a playoff win over Russell Wilson in Seattle. Mm-hmm. I get the Stafford, great community guy, the love, everything. I understand that, okay? Mm-hmm. But I'm starting to look at now with this Tyrell Williams pickup and Galladay, like we said, franchise tagger deal, at least for mm-hmm. this year. And you throw a speed burner in, because now when I look at Williams and if they get Galladay, I don't think Jamar Chase will be their guy. They'll hope Waddle or Smith are there, who are guys who can stretch the field, right?
I would agree with that as well. Yeah, no, I can see that happening. You know what? I'm not completely ruling out Jamar Chase yet either. And I know what you're saying about Tyrell Williams being the burner, but it would not surprise me if they would add a player like Jamar Chase in the draft if they decide to go wide receiver and put in two speed guys.
I agree. You know, here's where I get excited, like when I looked at Williams. And again, Williams coming off an injury, it's a cheap deal, probably a lot, up to $2 million, whatever they said. So probably incentive laden based on his health. But just the fact that they're going after weapons and they have mm-hmm. Goff and they talked highly of Swift, and you have Hockenson, who Anthony Lynn said he feels there's another level to him, which could be, you know, George Kittle type level when he's healthy. And if you add Chase, Waddle, or Devontae Smith, and if Williams becomes a third, fourth option with Galladay, who if you put him on a franchise tag, you know he's going to want to have an all-pro season to try and get big money, either with the Lions or on the open market eventually one day. And you have the offensive line, which is their strength from last year, and you have Goff. It becomes a non-write-off year if you can just make that defense respectable. I'm not saying they're going to win the NFC North, but this season could be better without Stafford, and it's not a knock on him if everything comes into play.
You're right. The one thing this would do, those moves would do, huge, is make them competitive inside the division.
Exactly.
Nobody thinks they're going to make the playoffs this year. Very few people think they're going to make the playoffs this year. But you want them to be competitive inside the division. And while you were talking, it kind of hit something else. You know what? These moves, or the move of Tyrell Williams and maybe some other moves down the road, that could possibly open the door for the Lions to take a tight end at 7 and Kyle Pitts.
Oh, my God. I think Pitts in the NFL. No, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I think Pitts in the NFL is going to be a beast. I think he's going to be Calvin Johnson-like. I do.
Oh, okay.
I really do.
So you'd be in favor of the move then?
Well, yeah. You know, if you with what Holmes and Campbell are doing and what's happening behind the scenes, I've mm-hmm. never had more faith in the Lions off the field than I do right now. Never. Never.
I can understand that. I understand that. And I've heard some people say that before. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to be a little bit skeptical for this one reason. I haven't seen anything on the field yet to prove that these are the right moves.
I agree.
I need to see them play. I need to see them win some games before I say, okay, they're making the right moves. That's the one thing. I'm going to be skeptical until I see what this actually looks like once they get together on the field.
I know, because, you know, we've all just been to those Kool-Aid parties, and, man, they could take a year to get over. No, here's it's the same thing like with Harbaugh. Hey, new staff, hot shot, young quarterback, a great transfer. I'm not going to make them 10-2 right now until I see it on the field, and I have that same mindset with the Lions.
Agreed. There's got to be an air of skepticism about the Lions, and it's unfair to put that on Dan Campbell. It's unfair to put that on Brad Holmes, but as you said, we've been down this road before. We've seen people come in with big splashes, and it just does not pay off in the end. So people have the right to be skeptical, and I'm going to be skeptical until I see what they do on the field.
Hey, and you better watch out when he's skeptical. You don't want to get in Tony Ortiz's way from 97.1 The Ticket and WWJ sister stations to AM 1270 that carries a huge show weekday afternoons at 3. Hey, T.O., before I let you go,
yes, sir.
Off this incredible college basketball season, the back and forth, the ups and downs, Michigan and Michigan State, the epicenter of a lot of national college basketball conversation. There with 97.1 The Ticket, living in Detroit, WWJ, is it more of a Michigan or Michigan State town?
Ooh.
I'm just talking Detroit Metro. I'm not saying across the state. I know that vibe. I'm saying Detroit Metro. Would you say there's more talk on and off air by people and sports fans you know about Michigan basketball or Michigan State?
For a while, this was an easy one to answer up until about a week and a half ago. Up to a week and a half ago, I would say Michigan, because Juwan Howard had them ahead of schedule, and he had turned that program into one that people thought was a possible title contender. But the last week and a half, based on the way they've played, I would say at this point Michigan State's the team more people are talking about here in the Metro Detroit area than they are with Michigan.
Speaking of Michigan, Michigan State with the home and home series Thursday night in Ann Arbor, Sunday afternoon at the Breslin on CBS. What's going to happen in those two games? What's your prediction?
I think it's going to be a split decision. I think Michigan State's going to end up winning one of those games, and I think Michigan wins one of those games. And here's the thing. If Michigan can win one of those games, and I think they will, they can still pull off the Big Ten's regular season title, because Illinois has just one game left, but it's a doozy. It's against Ohio State, so it's another top 10 matchup. So I think with everything at stake for both of those teams, an NCAA tournament, a Big Ten regular season title, I think they split the two games.
Tony, always good to hear your voice. I love the news of Tyrell Williams signing that one-year deal. What's the word on Golladay? It seems to be, at least from what I read with all the Lions beat writers and the Detroit papers and online, it seems to be it's going to be the franchise tag. Is that the more likely option?
Yeah, that's what everybody feels, or just about everybody feels, based on what I've read, people I've talked to, that they feel like that Kenny Golladay is going to get the franchise tag, and the Lions are going to take it right up to the limit. They're going to try to work out a long-term deal with Golladay, so maybe they could use the franchise tag on somebody else. Romeo Okor is suddenly a name that seems to be drawing the franchise tag interest, but yeah. He will be back. Either he gets a franchise tag or a long-term deal. Most people believe, though, it's going to be a franchise tag.
T.O., always good to hear your voice. Enjoy the evening, and I look forward to our next conversation.
You got a huge. You take care, man.
All right, Tony Ortiz talking Lions and what the Detroit metro area.